All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. This is your girl, Taylor Reed, here to kickstart your day with some wisdom that's as practical as your morning coffee. Today, we're diving deep into something that feels like magic, but trust me, it's totally achievable finding your flow. Ever felt like you were on autopilot, time just melts away, and you're crushing whatever you're doing? That, my friends, is the coveted state of flow. Think about those moments when you were so absorbed in a task, whether it was painting, writing a song, or even tackling that mountain of laundry. Hey, we all have those days. That everything else just faded away. You weren't thinking about what to eat for lunch, your phone wasn't buzzing, and the world outside didn't exist. That's the power of flow state, pure focus and effortless productivity. So how do you tap into this awesome zone? Buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will have you flowing like a river in no time. Number 1. Clarity is king. When your mind is cluttered with distractions, finding flow becomes a distant dream. Take a few minutes each morning, maybe even right before this podcast ends, to quiet your mind, prioritize your tasks, and set clear intentions for the day. Think of it like prepping your mental garden. You want to create space for those beautiful flowers of focus to bloom. Number 2. Find your sweet spot. We all have different preferences when it comes to work styles and environment. Some of us thrive in bustling coffee shops, while others need absolute silence. Figure out what sets your soul on fire, whether it's classical music, a cup of herbal tea, or the gentle hum of a fan, and create an environment that nurtures your focus. Number 3. Break down big goals into bite-sized chunks. Ever started a project with gusto, only to hit a wall of overwhelm halfway through? Yeah, me too. That's where breaking things down comes in handy. Instead of staring at that massive, intimidating task, divide it into smaller, more manageable steps. Each tiny victory fuels your momentum and keeps you riding the flow wave. Number 4. Embrace imperfection. Remember, perfectionism is the enemy of progress. It's okay to make mistakes, it's part of the learning process. Give yourself permission to experiment, try new things, and not be afraid to stumble along the way. Flow state isn't about being flawless, it's about being fully present in the moment. And finally, number 5. Take regular breaks. Now, I know what you're thinking, Taylor. Breaks, isn't that going to interrupt my flow? Absolutely not. Think of breaks as mental refuel stops. They help you recharge your batteries, clear your head, and come back stronger than before. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a creative project, maybe writing a song or designing a website. You're feeling that initial burst of energy, ideas are flowing, and you're making real progress. But then, after an hour or so, you start to feel drained, your focus wavers, and the words just won't come. That's when it's time to step away for a few minutes. Take a walk outside, listen to your favorite song, or simply close your eyes and breathe. When you return to your work, you'll find that your mind is refreshed, your creativity reignited, and the flow resumes effortlessly. Think about a time when you were completely engrossed in something, maybe playing a sport, building a piece of furniture, or even just having a fascinating conversation. What was it about that experience that made it so captivating? You probably felt a sense of deep focus, effortless movement, and a complete lack of self-consciousness. You were lost in the moment, completely absorbed in the task at hand. That, my friends, is the essence of flow state, a state where time seems to disappear, effort feels effortless, and you achieve a level of productivity and creativity that's truly remarkable. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Clarity, sweet spot, bite-sized goals, embracing imperfection, and regular breaks. Implement them into your daily routine, experiment with different strategies, and find what works best for you. And most importantly, don't be afraid to let go of the need for perfection and just enjoy the ride. Finding your flow is about more than just getting things done, it's about cultivating a state of deep engagement and finding joy in the process itself. So keep those minds sharp, folks, and I'll catch you tomorrow for another Stoic Morning Reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.